Pilates Core Integration, Teacher Training Agreement. As an instructor for Pilates Core Integration and/or Virginia Nicholas, there are certain activities that require written consent of Virginia Nicholas. Written permission is required for the following. Point 1. Publish, photocopy, or reproduce in any manner the materials and content of the Pilates Core Integration, Moving Breath Pilates, and/or Virginia Nicholas seminars, classes, and/or teacher training sessions.
Point 2. Develop, reproduce, manufacture, or distribute products based on Pilates Core Integration, Moving Breath Pilates, or Virginia Nicholas methods.
Point 3. Start a training program to teach the contents of this or any other Pilates Core Integration, Moving Breath Pilates, or Virginia Nicholas technique.
Point 4. Use the Pilates Core Integration, Moving Breath Pilates, or Virginia Nicholas name in your business dealings outside of her office, including flyers, brochures, business cards, and advertising, or the use of Pilates Core Integration, Moving Breath Pilates, or Virginia Nicholas name in conjunction with any methods of bodywork or exercise training programs outside her office.
Point 5. Teach Pilates outside the PCI studio during the course of training unless you receive written permission from Virginia Nicholas or the head of an apprenticeship studio director.
Philosophy. The work of an instructor is to help educate the student to keep the body in tune with nature. To maintain health leads to development. The skilled teacher understands how to keep the body healthy and without injury, but also understands how to revitalize and retrain a body or mind that has been injured or ill. One of the goals of movement is to balance the musculoskeletal and nervous systems to allow for efficient movement. Proper training allows the teacher to observe and correct kinesiologically inefficient movement. Revision C, September 2008.
A second goal of an instructor is to maintain standardization and quality of movement to provide the highest level of mind-body education. Standardization and quality management will ensure consistent, progressive research to further improve this technique and program. The ultimate goal of this program is a high degree of strength, body control, improved flexibility, and the integration of body and mind.
Student teaching contract and expectations. The teacher will do the following. Point number 1. Arrive no less than 10 minutes before scheduled class time.
Point number 2. Be prepared with appropriate lesson plan and follow said plan.
Point number 3. Put equipment in the exact order in which it was found on arrival.
Point number 4. Notify studio in writing if you are unable to teach any class. Email is appropriate. Next, arrange for all substitutes and inform studio in writing who will be substituting. A qualified teacher must be approved prior to teaching. If you are unable to find a substitute, you must come in to teach your class.
Point number 5. Once your schedule is set by you and your client, the client's schedule may not be changed without written permission from the studio. If you are unable to teach due to illness, vacation, other work commitments, or family issues, you must find a substitute. Do not cancel and reschedule your clients for other times. Failure to follow policy may result in termination from the program.
Point number 6. Lock up studio, close blinds, turn lights off, and lock front office upon closing.
Point number 7. Convey and share any concerns regarding student difficulties or physical disabilities to PCI studio owner within one business day of noted difficulty. Teacher will place a written note in client's chart regarding difficulty, plan of resolution, and progress toward resolution. The teacher trainee has the primary responsibility to the client's safety, health, and welfare. This responsibility should never be compromised by the teacher trainee's self-interest.
Point 8. Attend teacher training classes for review, update, and education.
Point number 9. Be a contract employee and pay all his or her own taxes, social security benefits, etc. when appropriate student teaching is completed.
Point 10. Collect registration and monthly fees from your students per fee payment schedule the last week of the month and submit checks or cash to the studio immediately upon receipt. Encourage all clients to sign up for automatic monthly deduction of tuition and packages.
Point number 11. Most importantly, instruct with the student's best interest in mind and teach in a manner that is creative, challenging, and interesting to the self. Keep track of the student's progress on an exercise checklist to ensure quality exercise progression.
Point 12. Maintain appropriate professional boundaries. A teacher trainee should not exploit his or her relationship with a supervisor, faculty, colleague, or client. A teacher trainee should focus on the business relationship, not a client's personal life, except as appropriate. Fraternizing is prohibited. Teachers are not to buy or take gifts, cards, or other items for or from clients. Failure to follow this policy may result in termination from the program.
Point number 13. A teacher trainee should use truth, fairness, and integrity to guide all professional relationships and decisions.
Point 14. Teacher trainees should never solicit business from another trainer's clients or from this studio. Teachers who work for this business should recognize that the clients belong to this business. Any teacher or teacher trainee who violates this clause is subject to dismissal and potential legal proceedings.
Point number 15. All workout schedules must be approved by the studio. Teachers may not be in the studio or work out without permission.
Point 16. Teacher trainees are responsible for weekly equipment checks and need to sign off on the equipment checklist.
Point number 17. Teacher trainees are responsible for daily emptying of the trash, watering plants, cleaning equipment, vacuuming, and overall cleanliness of the studio.
Point 18. Teacher trainees are responsible for learning to use the credit card machine and charge client accounts for tuition. All new clients should be on the automatic credit card deduction program. If a client does not want to be on this program, inform them tuition is due on or before the first of each month, and there is a $10 per week late fee. If a client pays for individual classes, there is a $3 service fee above the regular class cost. Teachers are responsible to inform clients of the tuition policies.
Point number 19. The average time needed to complete the Pilates Core Integration Certification Program is 1 year. Check with your mentoring studio for fees and policies.
Point 20. Teacher trainers are required to obtain liability insurance and CPR certification prior to entering the program. Insurance may be obtained through IDEA. CPR certification can be obtained through the Red Cross or community colleges. Proof of insurance and CPR certification are required to enter the program. Teachers release Moving Breath Pilates, PCI, Virginia Nicholas, and her representatives from any legal claims in regards to teaching, apprenticeship, and working at PCI studios.
Point number 21. Each teacher trainee will complete a specific project designed to enhance that individual's abilities. For example, students in the past have created flyers, posters, press releases, etc. as marketing tools for the studio, or have designed mock programs to teach Pilates for kids or pregnant women. The project topic is decided by the studio and the teacher trainee.
Point 22. Teacher trainees may bring one client to the studio to teach for free, one time per week. The client must remain the same each week. The client is required to take classes once a week. Tuition will vary per studio per month. Check monthly tuition with apprenticeship studio.
Point number 23. Teacher trainees will have the studio sign the hour logbook at least once every 2 weeks. This will keep the student on task and will facilitate tailoring the program to meet each student's needs. Failure to have the logbook signed may result in hours accrued not being counted. Students must take an active role in maintaining hours, student teaching, observing, and assisting.
Point 24. Teacher trainees will maintain a professional appearance. Teachers need to be well-groomed, fit, and within normal weight limits for height and weight.
Point number 25. teachers may not solicit products of any kind to clients.
Point 26. Teacher trainees must have their hours signed off once a month, or hours will not count towards program completion.
Point number 27. Refund policy. If the teacher trainee drops out of the program any time during the course of study, the student will forfeit the apprentice fee and any other class fees. Unused weekend workshop fees are partially refundable/non-refundable per Pilates Core Integration policies. Please check the official policy through Pilates Core Integration.
Point 28. Failure to comply with any policy may result in dismissal from the program. Success and certification in this program is not guaranteed.
Point number 29. Students need to fill out an application form to Pilates Core Integration for $100. The Pilates Core Integration workbook and the Return to Life book are included with the Weekend 1 fees. The student should also purchase an anatomy book of choice. We suggest the Anatomy Coloring Book, the Anatomy Trail Guide, or Anatomy of Movement from this studio or from the bookstore of your choice.
Point 30. After Weekend 2, there will be a written and practical midterm exam to assess the student's progress. Students must pass this evaluation in order to progress to Weekend 3 and 4. Please view the official Pilates Core Integration policies for further details.
Point number 31. If a teacher trainee chooses to quit the certification program at any time, written notification is required at least 30 days in advance of cessation of the program. The student forfeits all fees paid and is liable for all unpaid costs.
Point 32. Teacher and teacher trainees are required to return phone calls from the studio within 8 hours.
Point number 33. Any complaints, concerns, or problems with Pilates Core Integration, Moving Breath Pilates, Virginia Nicholas, or the teacher training program will be addressed by the participant in writing before completion of the Pilates training program.
What you can expect from Virginia Nicholas. She will provide the following. Point number 1. Maintain equipment in working condition, except in the case of teacher negligence.
Number 2. Ensure cleanliness and pleasant working conditions.
Point number 3. Provide lesson plan suggestions outlining course development as needed.
Number 4. Assist with special lesson plans for challenged students.
Point number 5. Consult and advise, if needed, on any questions or concerns you may have.
Point number 6. Provide music and a sound system.
Point number 7. Pay the rental cost of the studio.
Point number 8. Assist you in filling your schedule with referrals.
Point number 9. Provide teacher training class times.
Point number 10. Receive 40% of gross revenues for services rendered if you are hired by a company, group, or individual to present Virginia Nicholas work. Payment within 2 weeks of service completion is expected. You must get written permission before removing any equipment from the office.
Student contract and expectations. Prior to acceptance into the Pilates Core Integration Teacher Training Program, the student should be familiar with Level 1 and 2 exercises on the mat and equipment. Once accepted, the following expectations will apply. Point number 1. We recommend the student be in the studio approximately 10 hours per week if possible. This can include taking a class, a minimum of 2 hours per week, observing, a minimum of 1 to 2 hours per week, assisting, a minimum of 1 to 2 hours per week, teaching class, when ready, a minimum of 2 hours per week, and attending teacher training classes.
Point number 2. 5 3-day workshops, that is 90 hours, as well as 2 2-day weekend mat workshops, which is 30 hours, required for the Pilates Core Integration Comprehensive Certification, which is 120 hours. The total number of hours required for certification is 450 hours.
Point number 3. See the Pilates Core Integration website for a breakdown of the required hours.
Point number 4. Scheduling is flexible. However, once a schedule is set, the student must adhere to that schedule for the entire semester, September through December, January through May, June through August.
Point number 5. payment schedule. Each weekend workshop requires a $200 non-refundable deposit 60 days prior to the workshop. The remaining workshop tuition is due the first day of the workshop. The apprentice fee is payable when the student begins the program. Additional time required to complete certification will result in an additional tuition charge.
Point number 6. The typical amount of time needed to complete the training is 1 year. The student may take up to 18 total months to complete the program. Between 12 to 18 months, the student will pay for group classes. After 12 months, the student will pay an additional $100 per month studio fee in addition to classes taken. If the student does not complete the program within 24 months, he or she may be required to retake weekend workshops and repeat required hours.
Pilates Core Integration Release. The student has applied for instruction and participation programs from time to time by PCI, an Arizona LLC, in the methodology of the PCI system of Pilates training. As a material inducement to PCI's allowing student to participate in such instruction and programs, student, for itself and its heirs, representatives, and assigns, hereby acknowledges, represents, and agrees with PCI as follows.
Point number 1. Student acknowledges that such participation in the training and programs will involve bodily contact, strenuous activities, and the use of Pilates equipment, as well as weights, balls, and explore boards, and is potentially hazardous to the student. As a safety precaution, student agrees to follow explicitly all PCI rules and regulations given in connection with such training and programs.
Point number 2. Student represents to PCI that A. Student understands the nature of the activities that the student will engage in connection with such instruction and programs. B. Student is in excellent physical condition, does not suffer from any illness, pre-existing injury, impairment, or other physical condition that would adversely affect its undertaking such activities. And C. Student has received physical approval to participate, or has decided to participate without such approval, and in either case fully accepts all risks of bodily injury and death that may arise in connection with such participation.
Point number 3. Student A releases and forever discharges PCI and its officers, directors, PCI shareholders, employees, agents, teachers, associates, and other students from any and all causes of action, claims, damages, loss, and expense of any nature whatsoever, including any based on negligent act or omission, in any way arising out of or connected with students' participation in any instruction or program sponsored by, taught by, or otherwise involving PCI or any other released party, and B, unconditionally waives in favor of the released parties each and every released claim that may arise hereafter.
Point number 4. Student may be seeking certification from PCI of its system of Pilates teaching. In this case, student will be training others during both its pre- and post-certification phases. In all cases, student agrees to forever defend, indemnify, and hold harmless each released party from any and all causes of action, claims, damages, loss, cost, and expense brought or asserted against any release party in any way arising out of or connected with students' pre- or post-certification training of other parties.
Point number 5. This release shall be governed by the laws of the state of Arizona.
Pilates Core Integration Apprenticeship Fee at Moving Breath Pilates. The apprenticeship fee entitles the student to observation, assisting, student teaching hours, workouts with clients and teachers assigned by Virginia, and group classes where there are less than 8 students enrolled after the entire $1,500 apprenticeship fee is paid. If there are 8 students in a class, the teacher trainer should assist or observe.
Students may be given homework assignments, quizzes, and a mock test to prepare for the certification exam.
Teacher trainers are allowed to take group classes for 1 year from the beginning of his or her program once the $1,500 apprenticeship fee is paid in full. It is recommended teacher trainees take a minimum of 1 private lesson per week, along with other classes. Private class fees are not included in the apprenticeship fee.
Thank you for listening to the Pilates Core Integration Teacher Training Agreement. We look forward to working with you. For any questions or concerns, please contact Virginia Nicholas or the PCI offices in writing within 24 hours of listening to this audio.